I'm pleased to be here today to talk about forensic aspects of elder abuse on the, I don't know what the word is when you, it's the day after, not the eve, but the opposite of that, of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And NIJ has been funding forensic research in elder abuse for about 6 years or so. And it's one of our primary focal areas in our elder abuse portfolio. And as being a research person, we are trained to be to never make definitive statements, but I'm pretty sure I can definitively say that NIJ is the only federal funder of forensic research in elder abuse. There are other funders of elder abuse research, but not in the forensics area. So this is a topic that's near and dear to our hearts. The issues that we're going to be talking about today are issues that were raised directly, questions that were raised directly from the field, including if someone has an advanced stage pressure ulcer, is that evidence that that person was neglected? And then the other question being, can victims with mild and moderate dementia be reliable witnesses to their own abuse? So I can introduce, I'm going to introduce our speakers sort of together because they have, if you actually read their bios, they're very similar. So both of them hail from the School of Medicine at the University of California, Irvine. Both are members of the Center of Excellence in Elder Abuse and Neglect in Orange County, California. Dr. Liao, Solomon Liao, is a geriatrician. And Dr. Wigglesworth, Aileen Wigglesworth, is a gerontologist. So there you have the major differences. But they're both very actively involved in elder abuse research, very familiar to me and to us at NIJ, and we're very pleased to have them both here. And Susan Chasson is the sexual assault nurse examiner coordinator for the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault, and is a part-time faculty member in the College of Nursing at BYU. She's also the president of the International Association of Forensic Nurses, and has been working for more than 15 years in helping hospitals and communities to create programs to provide health care to victims of violence in Utah. So we and what she will be doing today is talking about some of the practical implications of the work that NIJ has funded and that you will hear about today.